Blog Talk Radio.
The man with the blank face. Good morning. Welcome to another Read the Word. Sitting here today in Bismarck at the amazing Staymart truck stop. If you ever roll through this area, eat a good breakfast. They got a great one here. Saturdays and Sundays, they got a great breakfast buffet. And great place, great people here. It's a good place. Don't know the exit, but Stamart. So welcome. Good to have you with us today. I'm going to get right to it. Read today. Today, we're going to be sending the last charge to Solomon, which is to read the word. And then David's census and a couple more things about David's life. And then David's going to sleep with the fathers, as the word of God says. So here we go. Here we go today. Let's pray. And I don't have two screens today. I'm a little slower. Let's pray our opening prayer. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the and height. So I will know the love that I get personal with, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. 1 Samuel. All right, get all the apps working. 1 Samuel. Chapter 24. Again, the anger of the Lord was aroused against Israel, and he moved David against them to say, go number Israel and Judah. I want you to notice a very important part of this right here is that capital he. Remember, anytime you see this, that's referring to God, Jesus, Holy Spirit. Verse 2, take the man of the army who was with him. Now go throughout all the tribes of Israel from Dan to Beersheba and count the people, that I may know the number of the people. Joab said to the king, now may the Lord your God add to the people 100 times more than there are, and may the eyes of my Lord the king see it. But why does my Lord the king desire this thing? Nevertheless, the king's word prevailed against Joab and against the captains of the army. Therefore, Joab and the captains of the army went out from the presence of the king to count the people of Israel. They crossed over the Jordan and camped in Aroer, the right side of the town, which is in the midst of the ravine of Gad and toward Jazer. Then they came to Gilead and to the land of Tatim, Hadshi. They came to Dan, Jan, and around the stronghold of Tyre to all the cities of the Hivites and Canaanites. Then they went to Beersheba. When they had gone through all the land, they came to Jerusalem at the end of 9 months and 20 days. That's an interesting number. That's a long time. Joab gave the sum of the number of the people to the king. There were in Israel 800,000 valiant men who drew the sword, and the men of Judah were 500,000 men. 1.3 million mighty men. Wow. David's heart condemned him after he had numbered. Now I pray, Lord, take the answer from very fleet. And David arose in the morning. The word of the Lord came to the prophet Gad, David's seer, saying, go and tell David, thus says the Lord, I offer you three things. Choose one of them for yourself that I may do it to you. So Gad came to David and told him, and he said to him, shall 7 years of famine come to you in your land? Shall you flee 3 months before your enemies while they pursue you? Or shall there be 3 days plague in your land? Consider and see what answer I should take to him who sent me. Remember, in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit was not in every person. Holy Spirit came on the prophets, the priests, even the kings, even people. And was filled with the Holy Spirit, like you and I are today. We are filled. So don't, you and I shouldn't go to the prophet seeking him to answer us. That's out of order for the New Testament. All right. Verse 14, David said to Gad, I'm in great distress. Please let us fall into the hand of the Lord, for his rich mercies are great, but do not let me fall into the hand of man. So the Lord sent a plague upon Israel from the morning till the appointed time, from Dan to Beersheba. 70,000 men of the people died. When the angel stretched out his hand over Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord relented of the destruction and said to the angel who was destroying to the people, it is enough. Restrain your hand. Had to fix my screen. And the angel of the Lord was by the threshing floor of Arunah, the Jebusite. Then David spoke to the Lord when he saw the angel who was striking the people and said, surely I have sinned and I have done wickedly, but these sheep, what have they done? Let your hand, I pray, be against me and against my father's house. God came that day to David and said to him, go up, erect an altar to the Lord on the threshing floor of Arunah, the Jebusite. So David, according to the word of Gad, went up as the Lord commanded. Now Arunah looked and saw the king and his servants coming toward him. So Arunah went out and bowed down before the king with his face to the ground. Then why has my lord the king called you his servant? David said, to buy the threshing floor from you to the Lord. The plague may be. Arunah said to David, let my lord the king take and offer whatever seems good to him. Look, here are oxen for burnt offering, threshing implements, yokes of the oxen for wood. All these, O king, Arunah has given to the king. And Arunah said to the king, may the Lord your God accept you. The king said to Arunah, no, I will buy it from a price, nor will I offer burnt offerings to the Lord my God, with which cost me nothing. So David brought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver. David built there an altar to the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. So the Lord heeded the prayers for the land, and the plague was withdrawn from the people. God knows what he knows. He's doing what he's doing. You got to walk with him. Now, our next reading is from 1 Corinthians 21, or 1 Chronicles 21 and 22. And naturally, it's going to be the same reading as 1 Samuel, but you're going to get some more details here. Isn't it a blast reading through God's word? I'm telling you right now, I think it's absolutely amazing. 1 Chronicles 21:1. Now, Satan stood up against Israel and moved David to number Israel. I'm going to tell you right now, I never saw that before. I love this. Never in my life have I read the Bible in 1 year out loud. I read it out loud in front of other people like you, and never have I done it chronologically. This is an amazing year, first for me, and wow. Look at what's going on. Don't miss a day, guys. We're on day like 143 or something. Don't miss a day. It's amazing. Verse 2. So David said to Joab and the elders, people, go number Israel from Beersheba to Dan and bring the number of them to me that I may know it. Joab answered, may the Lord make his people 100 times more than they are now. But my lord, the king, are they not all my lord's servants? Why then does my lord require this thing? Why should he be a cause of guilt in Israel? Nevertheless, the king's word prevailed against Joab. Therefore, Joab all Israel had 100,000 men who drew the sword. And Judah had 470,000 men who drew the sword. But he did not count Levi and Benjamin among them, for the king's word was abominable to Joab. And God was displeased with this thing, therefore he struck Israel. David said to God, I have sinned greatly because I have done this thing. But now, I pray, take away the iniquity of your servant, for I have done very foolishly. The Lord spoke to Gad, David's seer, one who could see, saying, go tell David, thus says the Lord, I offer you three things. Choose one of them for yourself, that I may do it to you. So Gad came to David and said, to be defeated by the sword of your enemy overtaking you, or else for 3 days the sword of the Lord, the plague in the land, with the angel of the Lord destroying throughout all the territory of Israel. Consider what answer I should take back to him who sent me. Amazing. 13, 1 Chronicles 21, 13, David said to Gad, I'm in great distress. Please let me fall into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are very great. But do not let me fall into the hand of man. So the Lord sent a plague upon Israel, and 72,000 men of Israel fell. God sent an angel to Jerusalem to destroy it. As he was destroying, the Lord looked and relented of the disaster and said to the angel who was destroying, it's enough. Restrain your hand. Crushing floor of all men. David lifted his eyes and saw the angel. That's interesting. He lifted his eyes and saw the angel of the Lord standing between earth and heaven, having in his hand a drawn sword stretched out over Jerusalem. So David and the elders, clothed in sackcloth, fell on their faces. David said to God, was it not I who commanded the people to be numbered? I am the one who has sinned and done evil indeed. But these sheep, what have they done? Let your hand, I pray, O Lord my God, be against me and my father's house, but not against your people, that they should be plagued. Verse 18. I'm going to get me some more coffee right now. Thank you, man. Therefore, the angel of the Lord commanded Gad to say to David that David should go and erect an altar to the Lord on the threshing floor of Ornan, the Jebusite. David went up at the word of Gad, which he had spoken in the name of the Lord. Now Ornan turned and saw the angel, and his four sons who were with him hid themselves. But Ornan continued threshing wheat. So David came to Ornan, and Ornan looked and saw David and went out from the threshing floor and bowed before David with his face to the ground. See the different details we're getting here? And that's why you got to just get into this book and read it, man. You got to read the Bible because it's amazing. 22, David said to Ornan, grant me the place of this threshing floor that I may build an altar on it. You shall grant it to me if and to David, take it to yourself, let my Lord come to your eyes. I also give you the oxen for burnt offering, the threshing implements for wood, and the wheat for the grain offering. I give it all. The king said to Ornan, "No, but I will surely buy it for the full price. For I will not take what is yours for the Lord, nor offer burnt offerings with that which costs me nothing." Man, there's so much revelation in that statement right there. I will not offer to God that which costs me nothing. People tip God at church and then go spend $100 at the restaurant on their belly. And as Peter Daniel, and their belly is bigger than their revelation. I will not offer burnt offerings with that which cost me nothing. 25. David gave Ornan 600 shekels of gold by weight for that place. David built there an altar to the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings and called on the Lord. And he answered from heaven by fire on the altar of the burnt offering. Had to be amazing to see. The Lord commanded the angel and returned his sword to its sheath. That time when David saw the Lord had answered him on the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite, he sacrificed there. For the tabernacle of the Lord and the altar of the burnt offering, which Moses had made in the wilderness, were at that time at the high place in Gibeon. He be afraid to inquire of God, for he was afraid of the sword of the angel of the Lord. Chapter 22. Then David said, "This is the house of the Lord God, and there, and this is the altar of burnt offering for Israel." So David commanded to gather the aliens who were in the land of Israel, and he appointed masons to cut hewn stones to build the house of God. David prepared iron in abundance for the nails of the doors of the gates, for the joints, and bronze in abundance beyond measure, cedar trees in abundance for the Sidonians, and those from Tyre brought much cedar wood to David. David said, "Solomon, my son, is young and inexperienced, and the house to be built for the Lord must be exceedingly magnificent throughout all countries. I will now make preparation for it, David's before his death." Many scholars believe that if you put it in 2022 numbers, David prepared about $1 billion worth of money, worth of natural resources to build this great temple. Verse 6. Then he called for his son. He called for his son Solomon and charged him to build a house for the Lord God of Israel. David said to Solomon, "My son, as for me, it was in my mind to build a house to the name of the Lord thy God. The word of the Lord came to me saying, 'You have much blood and have made great wars. You shall not build a house for my blood in my sight.'" Remember when we read Genesis? After the ark, God said, blood for blood. You kill a man and it's going to cost you blood. 22:9. "A son shall be born to you, who shall be a man of rest, and I will give him rest from all enemies all around. His name shall be Solomon. I'll give him peace and quietness to Israel in his days. Shall build a house for my name, and he shall be my son, and I will be his father, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom over Israel forever." Of course, David is remembering. Verse 11. "Now, my son, may the Lord be with you. May you prosper, build the house of the Lord your God. Only may the Lord give you wisdom and understanding and give you charge concerning Israel. You will love the Lord God. Then you will prosper if you take care to fulfill the statutes and judgments with which the Lord charged Moses concerning Israel. Be strong and of a good courage. Do not fear, nor be dismayed." verse 14. I love these verses. Look at David said, indeed, I have taken much trouble to prepare for the house of the Lord 100,000 talents of gold, 1,000,000 talents of silver, bronze and iron beyond measure, for it is so abundant. I have prepared timber and stone also, and you may add to them. Verse 15. Moreover, there are in abundance wooden stone cutters, all work of gold and silver and bronze and iron. There is no limit. Rise and begin working, and the Lord be with you. David also commanded all the elders of Israel to help Solomon his son, saying, is not the Lord your God with you? And has he not given you rest on every side? For he has given the inhabitants of the land into my hand, and the land is subdued before the Lord and before his people. Set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God. Therefore, arise and build the sanctuary to our God, to bring the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and the holy articles of God into the house that is to be built for the name of the Lord God. David and all of these men, they're human, and they're Old Testament human. They don't have this covenant you and I have. We are so privileged. We are so honored. We are so blessed. And we must reverence God in such a way. He has chosen to come and to live within the hearts of you and I, the men and women of God. Oh, my Lord. Psalm 30, verse 1. A psalm, a song at the dedication of the house of David. I will extol you, O Lord, for you have lifted me. Have not let my foes rejoice over me. And you healed me. O Lord, brought my soul up from the grave, kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Even in the Old Testament, they understood hell. Verse 4, sing praise to the Lord, you saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment. His favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a moment, for a night, but joy comes in the morning. In my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by your faith, isn't that something? You have made my mountain stand strong. You hid your face, and I was troubled. Cried out to you, O Lord, and to the Lord I made supplication. Prophet is there in my blood. When I go down to the pit, will the dust praise you? Will it declare your truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy on me. Lord, be my helper. I love this, these two verses. You have turned my mourning into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and clothed it with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent. God, I will give thanks to you forever and ever. Now, I want you to understand something about the chronological factor of these verses that I've read. You're seeing David with the plague when he numbered them. All right. you're also seeing Solomon building the temple, David talking to Solomon at the end of his life. And those two dates weren't all on the same day. And so in the book of 2 Samuel and 1 and 2 Kings, you see this same information, but you see greater information by the other writer. And we're seeing the life of David. David is singing a song about the temple being built, but the temple was years to build. And the first word that you and I continually use, my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven, forgive and heal their sin. That verse is actually in the chapter, 2 Chronicles chapter 14, that talks about the dedication of the temple. In that same chapter, the beginning, verse 1 and 2, the glory of God was in that temple that Solomon built, a $1 billion temple. Why did God put this in the Bible? In our day, terminology of money and precious materials. In our day's worth, why did God put it in the Bible and why did he have it do it? We got to answer the question because the Spirit is the one that inspired this book to be written. You and I got to figure out what that's all about. Well, you might say, Pastor, what are you even talking about? This, the Bible, the Word of God, should make you ask questions of yourself and cause you to get in and diligently study. Don't be one of those people that just say, well, I don't know. Who knows? No, get in and study and find out. Well, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, bless every person who is here today to see you and know you and understand you. Lord, our greatest understanding of you, our greatest desire is to work with you every day. Our greatest desire is that I might know you, that I might know you, and that I might walk with you every single day of my life. Thank you, Father, that you are with me every single day of my life. In Jesus' name. I want to lead everybody in the prayer of salvation. I do this every day. I'm not going to fail it today. If you never made Jesus the Lord of your life, if you've never been reconciled to the Father, all of those terms. This isn't about Christianity, a bunch of rules and regulations from some church board somewhere. This is about being able to walk with God in your life. I'll give you a couple words and then you say after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, you say, I know I need you in my life every day. And according to John 3:16, when I believe in you, you give me everlasting life and I will not perish. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. You rose the third day for me. Put your hands out and say, I receive you into my life right here, right now, today. All of your grace, all of your mercy, all of your filling every part of my life with your Holy Spirit so that I may live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. And amen. And amen. Now, you might say, that's it, Pastor, that's it. Just like that, you went from darkness to light. You went from fear to faith. You went from sin to righteousness. You went from pain to healing. Just like that. Why? Because God Almighty just came in and filled your whole being. When Adam and Eve sinned, what died? God said, if you do this, you're going to die. What died was their spirit man connection to God. You are a spirit. You're not a body. You're not a mind. You're not an emotion. You are a spirit. You have a body. You live in it. You have emotions. But you are a spirit man. And it lost its connection with the Father. You were just born again. Connection was restored. And now you get to be one with the Father. Pause for just a minute. You know, she didn't see me. One with the Father. It's not about church. It's not about religion. It's not about rules and regulation. It's about being able to walk with our God. How awesome is that? You might say, this is all new to me. That's all right. It's all right if it's new. If it's new, that's fine. Get with me. I got hundreds of videos I'd be glad to send you to help you walk with God. I truly do. And I want to be that kind of a blessing to you. Faith in God comes by hearing the word of God. That's how it comes. And you each day walk with God. Now, today I'm a little more distracted than other. I'm sitting in a public building, people walking by and everything. But this is the greatest thing that can ever happen to you in your life. It really is. And today, I call you blessed. My email address and website is right there in the notes of Blog Talk Radio and of YouTube. And we're glad to have you with us today. Let me see. We had another nation join us last night on the program, and I want to welcome you. And that nation was Thailand. Welcome, Thailand. It's good to have you with us. Jesus, my dear. Well, thanks for being with us. You are the temple. You don't have to go build one. God said, I'm going to dwell in you. I'm going to walk with you. I will be your God, and you will be my people. Prayer. You and I walking with God every day. I want to stay and talk to you all day, but I can't do that. So, till I see you again, right here on Read the Word, this is what I have to say to you. Remember this. We love you, and God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. See you soon.